Hello, Delco. This is Michael Barkan, welcoming you to the Good Neighbor Podcast, where fans of local businesses and their neighbors come together. It's my pleasure once again to introduce my friend and neighbor, our host, Bob Lacey.
Michael Barkan, thank you very much for another introduction here of the Good Neighbor Podcast, coming to you from Delaware County, Pennsylvania. We're in the southeast corner of the state of Pennsylvania, Delaware County, affectionately known as Delco. And today we're bringing another Good Neighbor business to you. We call them Good Neighbor businesses because they're in our community and they serve us. So as neighbors, we're interested in being able to protect those local businesses that make Delaware County a better place to live. Today, we have the owner of Three Brothers Tile as a guest today on the Good Neighbor Podcast. Let me introduce to you Anthony Ritz. Hello, Anthony.
Hey, Bob. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on today. And Anthony, you know, you get it. I mean, when I saw your business be nominated for being a guest on the Good Neighbor Podcast, I certainly understood because, you know, just about these days, everybody's got tile in their house somewhere in their bathroom or their kitchen and even as decor. But, you know, it's a real burden. We can do certain work, us homeowners, you know, but tile, man, that's a tough one. When you start talking about, you know, art and cement and even some destruction that has to be done to get old tile up, that is a task that most of us homeowner guys that can swing a wrench don't really know how to do. So when I saw you come across nominated, I thought this is gonna be wonderful to let the listeners know that there is a Delco business out there. There's others, I'm sure, but in this case we have a real Delco born and bred person here, right, Anthony, from Delco originally?
Absolutely. Yeah. Born and raised Delaware County. We were actually voted best of Delco the last 2 years in a row for our tile installation business.
Best of Delco. Wow. Best of Delco yeah. from the Delaware County Daily Times.
Yep, wow. That's correct, right.
That's a fabulous opportunity to be able to promote that here on the Good Neighbor Podcast. So, Anthony, can I ask this? How long have you personally been, doing tile in Delaware County?
Yeah, sure. We're actually coming up for myself over 20 years. My dad actually started the company Three Brothers Tile, named after his three sons, back in the 90s. And I worked summers and after school, and I was pretty much full time a couple years, like right out of high school. I graduated in 02. So
you've been running this business now in place of your father, and are either of your brothers working at Three Brothers Tile?
No. My one brother was for a long time. The other just not into construction.
Well, time to get some sons, I guess, you know, to keep that business going along. Tell me, Anthony, when we talk about tile installation, is it almost always tile removal too?
9 out of 10 times, I would say. Yes, there's some demolition involved in it. And like you said, it's not really a DIY project. So it does present some challenges on the removal as well.
Yes. And I gather that, a lot of the removal, I know in our case, if we were to get, tile done in our house in half the case, it would be get rid of that tile that's not damaged, but it just is old, doesn't seem as artistic, doesn't seem more modern. And then in the other cases, it would be tile where, Anthony, in the kitchen, I guess, you know, backsplashes and things like that. But I think it's more than what I'm thinking about. Tell me what you're seeing today, people using tile for. Maybe cover those areas, but what are those unique ways that tile is now becoming a practical and artistic in homes and or businesses?
Sure. That's a great question. So I always look at tile as a luxury surface. You know, it's not needed anywhere really. But it is wanted because it has such a variety of materials. It can be used so many places just as an accent wall or, you know, to highlight a fireplace, foyer entries, backsplashes, you know, even outdoor spaces, there's tile rated for outdoors. There's different substrate preparation for those outdoor spaces to make sure that they stand the test of time and weather and, you know, everything that the outdoors presents. But there's so many options with it and so many varieties of tile now. And obviously, you know, your normal bathrooms, wet areas, which have expanded into such great pieces of art with stand-up showers and bathrooms in general, these wet areas with curbless entries and heated floors and all kind of different linear drains and hidden drains in the showers. There's so much to it now. It's really awesome how it's evolved over the years.
So you would say, I guess, that the original use, the primary use that people would recognize tile for from even years past, is really the practical benefit of it being able to get wet. And that's why we find tile in our bathrooms or around our kitchens. So the ability for it to get wet and not then to get discolored or find water seeking through, going through the tile. That's the practicality of tile. Then we would, I guess, move on to the look, you know, so that it doesn't have to be repainted and things like that. But I've even heard of tile being resurfaced some ways. Are you into that business as well, or is it more removal and putting tile up? Do you ever find yourself resurfacing tile?
We do not do the resurfacing, the reglazing of tile. We do have a couple companies that we would recommend to do that, but we don't do it ourselves. It is a very tedious process. Again, not something that you'd want to try and do yourself, even though they sell kits for it at certain distributors. But the removal of the glaze off the tile is the important part. You can't just paint over it when you're reglazing, which a lot of people do. It looks good right away, and then it starts to peel. You see like the peeling of paint on a tiled area. So right. not something that we do. We do, however, offer a regrouting service, which is we'll remove the grout out of the walls, primarily in like your 4x4 1950s, 60s era tile, when you see all the pinks and yellows and blues and green type tiles, to restore those tiles by regrouting. It's really night and day, a lot less costly. So we do that a lot.
Anthony, may I ask this? Is the work primarily I'm having my kitchen remodeled or my bathroom remodeled, and we have a contractor and we're bringing in you as the tile installer, or the contractor's bringing you in as the tile installer. The question that I guess comes from that is, can people redo tile without necessarily having to have a general contractor? Can they do a little bit of work to clean up their bathroom or their house, their kitchen some way? And tell me about those jobs where you would get a call from a homeowner and they're really saying something like, I just want this done. Can you do this? What kind of a question is that they're asking?
Yeah, no, that's a totally fair question. We'll come in to install your dream master bathroom from start to finish. And we'll also come in and repair that little broken tile in your kitchen floor that has just been an eyesore. And you have an extra one down the basement and you just want to get it repaired. So there are times where we come in and we'll just do removal and install of a backsplash in someone's kitchen. We do a lot of subcontractor work for general contractors who do big remodels, and we'll just do the tile work. They bring us in just for that. We are a specialty trade, so we just specialize in the tile itself. So we're able to satisfy the needs of homeowners specifically and general contractors also.
Well, the listeners are hearing that, and not just the listeners who have tile needs, but the contractors are hearing that. So absolutely. If you're a contractor in Delaware County, or you're a homeowner, a business owner in Delaware County, Pennsylvania, or beyond, as we like to say, the fringe counties of Delaware County or Chester County, Pennsylvania, and Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, even into Bucks County, which is north of Philadelphia in Pennsylvania, even into Delaware, because we're in the southeast corner of Pennsylvania. There's a tile company called Three Brothers Tile, and I think they prefer, because of such great outreach that they get on Facebook, to be seen primarily on Facebook. I would recommend that you would visit their Facebook page, really, to see some photos and to learn about Three Brothers Tile. It's on Facebook, and you can see them at Three Brothers Tile on Facebook. Just search that, and you'll find Three Brothers Tile out of Prospect Park, in Delaware County, in the heart of Delaware County, Pennsylvania. We're speaking with the owner, Anthony Ritz. And Anthony, I'm curious to know, we see now countertops as tile. I'm kind of unsure whether I would want that in my house, because it doesn't always seem to be as flat. But tell me, are you actually putting in countertops as well and when you do tile work?
Very rarely. I think I'm going to side with you on this one, Bob. Like the unevenness on a countertop when it comes to tile, unless it's a really large panel tile, I like a smooth, solid surface on the countertop. So yes, they can be tiled. They do serve that purpose, but just having that, the grout lines in the countertop, I'm just not a big fan of it.
Yeah. How about, you mentioned earlier that, something that some people are maybe not familiar as much with, radiated heat from tile. Do you find yourself as a contractor more so, performing what the homeowner or the business owner is asking, or do you make recommendations at times where you might walk into a house and see some kind of a foyer floor that isn't necessarily tile, and they're talking to you about tile, and you look over and you see that they've got hot water heat radiators or something? Do you actually recommend sometimes conversions to radiated heat and use tile to be warmed up and then to heat your home?
Tile heat under tile. So there's a couple different ways. There's actually where the floor would provide the heat for the room, and then there's a component where it's floor warming. So it's not considered a heat source. So there's a couple different methods there. But I would certainly give all my expertise and recommendations when it comes to any design on a job. But I'm by no means a designer, but I have seen a lot, and I don't mind sharing my experiences.
That's wonderful. As any good contractor would always do, you'll recommend other contractors if it's a space that you don't work, or if there's some specialty work that needs to join in with your project, you bring those creative artists in as well.
Absolutely.
Anthony, there's an area that seems to be cropping up lately in some of the larger homes where people have really gone, gone big in creating their outdoor living space. Tell me about that a little bit. Are you actually being called to do tile work outside in certain places, either for decor or practical use in barbecue areas and fire pits and such like that?
Yes, for sure. And it's an awesome feature just because of the way that tile itself has evolved. A lot of years ago, it was just ceramic tile. There was only a few sizes and colors. Now we have porcelain, stone, and glass, and all different sizes, shapes, and colors, and tile made to look like wood, and even porcelain tile to make like look like natural stone. But it's much more durable and maintenance free. So it's totally rated to be installed outdoors. Again, it goes back to the substrate preparation to make sure it can withstand these cold winters that we get in Pennsylvania, and also these hot summers and the rain, and expansion and contraction of all the materials, and just make sure that it lasts. But certainly.
And I would imagine too that, with tile being the benefit of wear and tear inside the home, those kind of things, sunlight in particular on tile outside, or really what would be wood otherwise, say metals that can fade and scratch, it does become very practical. Might be more expensive, but as an investment, and as we always think about the curb appeal of our home, what really sells our homes when we go to sell, or how we really enjoy our homes because of the beauty that can be added to our homes. You're an artist. You know that, right?
Oh, thank you. Yes, yes.
And you're also a good neighbor because, like I said at the beginning of the program here, there's probably none of us that don't have tile in our homes, but probably the far majority of us are frustrated because it's an area that we don't want to touch, and maybe nor should we, because it first involves demolition, and anybody that's tried to take things down knows that they can make a problem worse by taking something down. So you really do want to have a professional to come into your home to know how to take old tile away and put new tile up, and certainly be able to educate you as to what the latest, greatest materials are and what the trends are and really what the styles are these days. Because a business owner like Anthony Ritz from Three Brothers Tile in Delco, Delaware County, Pennsylvania, what a great experience. 20 years of tile work with his team. They can give you some consulting first and then give you some pricing, but you'll learn. And Anthony, because you're that kind of a contractor, and because we all have tile needs, and you're out there every day installing tile work for the good people of this good county, you're a good neighbor. And we want to thank you. We want to award Three Brothers Tile with the Good Neighbor Award from the Good Neighbor Podcast. Thank you for coming on our program today, Anthony. If you would like to reach Anthony, the telephone number for Three Brothers Tile is 610-809-9542. And as I mentioned earlier, find them on Facebook, Three Brothers Tile in Delco. Anthony, thank you for being a good neighbor, and thank you for coming on the Good Neighbor Podcast today.
No, you're welcome. Thanks for having me, Bob. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, hosted by Bob Lacey. This is Michael Barkan, inviting everyone to get on the Good Neighbor team. Nominate your favorite local business to be featured on an upcoming episode by going to gnpdelco.com or by calling Bob at 610-557-3745.